No one has done more to popularize the art of tap dance in recent years, not to mention increase the hipness quotient, than Savion Glover. He first performed on Broadway at the age of 10. He won a Tony Award for his breakthrough show, Bringin' the Noise, Bringin' the Funk. He choreographed tap routines for penguins in the Happy Feet movies, which are good movies. And he's founded a tap school in his native Newark, New Jersey. I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Really?
But we'll talk about that in a minute. He's performing his latest show, Steps, with a Z, at the Joyce Theater in Chelsea until July 6th. It is an honor to welcome him to the Leonard Lopate Show. Savion, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So how old were you when you started tap dancing?
When I first started tap dancing, I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off as a drummer. My mom had us, you know, traveling all around. I was in a band called Three Plus, three brothers from Teaneck and myself. I was mm-hmm. the plus. And we performed at a benefit, which at the time, the name of the studio was called Hines and Hatchett Dance School. And it was at that benefit that, you know, they announced that you can sign your kids up for tap classes. And my mom just signed myself and my brothers, and I had a couple of friends come over with us. She just signed us up.
Now, did you have any dance training before? Did you do ballet, modern dance, or you just tap dancing? You just wanted to get in it?
Yeah, it was. That was my introduction to dance, tap dancing.
And so what was it about tap dancing that sort of captured your imagination and became a passion?
Well, in the beginning, it was just something to do. Mm-hmm. You know, living in Newark, New Jersey, coming over to New York every Saturday, that was a joy for us, myself, my brothers, and a couple of friends. But it wasn't until I met these great contributors, Jimmy Slide, Gregory Hines, and George Hillman, and all of these great men and women of the dance. It was at that point that when I realized, okay, I'm a part of something special, and I need to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. And so you got started in tap dance at the age of 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the age of 10, you're on Broadway.
Yeah.
You're performing in The Tap Dance Kid at the age of 10.
Yeah.
That's sort of meteoric. How did that happen?
Oh, well, again, Frank Hatchett at mm-hmm. the time, who was running the Hines and Hatchett Dance School, he grabbed my mother in between classes one Saturday and said, there's going to be someone here from the Tap Dance Kid who wants to audition kids. And he recommended that I audition. And I went in there. I sang this song in about three different keys, the same verse over and over. I did a couple of steps, what I had known at the time. And a week later, they called me back and wanted me to start workshop in the show, because the guy at the time, he was getting too old and his Adam's apple was dropping. So they put me in the role.
Wow. So after that, then you went on to Black and Blue mm-hmm. and Jelly's Last Jam. Mm-hmm. So you, again, at a very early age, relatively new to tap, you just burst on the scene. Then Bringin' the Noise, Bringin' the Funk, which was the first time you were able to create your own show from scratch, right?
Yes.
How old were you then?
Bringin' the Noise, what was I, 22, maybe? About 22. Mm-hmm. And I was quite aggressive at the time. But, yeah, that was an opportunity. You know, my life and my journey has been by invitation so far. You know, when I did the Tap Dance Kid, after that was done, you know, my mom, we did some print work and a lot of like show busy stuff, mm-hmm. which had nothing to do with tap dancing. And that was okay. But it wasn't until, again, I started to work with these great gentlemen and women of the dance. They started to invite me to be a part of these shows, Jelly's Last Jam, Black and Blue, and things of that nature. So it has been by invitation. Noise Funk as well, George Wolf. The great George
Wolf. Director.
He asked me, after working with him in Jelly's Last Jam, which he directed, he asked me if I wanted to do a show at the Public. And, you know, at the time, I said, yeah, man, we got to bring the noise. We got to bring the funk. And next thing you know, that was the title of the show. Uh-huh. And again, it just happened like that. We got some cats together.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends and people who I had acknowledged and respected in the art form.
And that was 1990. Well, it was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from the public off Broadway.
Yeah.
Then it went to Broadway. And then in 96, you won the Tony.
Yeah.
For choreography. The show ran for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
An incredible time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really nice. A nice vibe for myself and everyone who had a chance to participate in the production.
So then why haven't you been back to Broadway since?
Well, I'm not so quick to do anything. You know, I think I'm quite particular about who I work with at this point. The work has to speak to me. It has to be positive. And, you know, not to discredit anything on Broadway, but there hasn't been anything worth my interest mm-hmm. at this point. I mean, I love George Wolfe. You know, the great Spike Lee had an idea at one point, but he went another way. So, you know, I'm just waiting for the right script, the right director, and mm-hmm. the right people to go with.
But that's but you're not busy. I mean,
you've
got the show Steps is at the Joyce,
I
said, until July 6th. Talk about how did it go putting that show together?
Steps. You know, we started thinking about it over a year ago now. And again, like most of my productions that have been, you know, sort of personal productions to me that I've been touring with and then presenting at the Joyce, they are just, you know, I call Marshall, I call my buddy, I say, you know, you want to do something? And we just get in a room and
it's just that
talk
easy.
For a couple of hours. And then we say, well, who do you want to involve? And let's see if this person is dancing. How are they dancing? What's their head like nowadays? And we call them in and, you know, just put some things together. And, you know, we conceptualize for a long time until we actually reach an eventual, which is the show itself.
Mm-hmm. And when you say Marshall, you're talking about Marshall Davis, Jr., who's also in the show.
Yes, I'm sorry. I speak of him like everyone knows.
Yeah, you're right here. But it's interesting the way you talk about, you know, you brought some people in, see how mm-hmm. they're dancing, what they're like. So that brought to mind, is there a Savion Glover company, or do you bring in people depending on the show that you're doing, the show that you're thinking of?
No, I don't have a company. Mm. Like, I have a school, and we have students, people that study there, but I don't have a like you say, a Savion Glover company. With tap dancing, for me, I like to see where the dancer is, where their head is, where their mind is, how they're... It really has not much to do with their skills, per se,
mm-hmm.
but just what frame of mind they are in at the time in reference to the dance. And then we say, okay, yeah, this person might be a nice vibe, or this person might need to be around us to learn a little more. Mm-hmm.
This vibe that you're talking about, mm-hmm. is that something that can be taught? Let's just say, let's say I were to walk in there and audition for you, and I've got all the skills there are, but mm-hmm. I don't have that vibe. Can I be taught that vibe? Or maybe I have the vibe, but my skills aren't quite there.
I would prefer the vibe.
Hmm.
I'll have you on stage just because you have the right mind, the right mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all the skills in the world, but if your head is in another place, and you know, I'm not saying everyone should be thinking like I think or
right.
like Marshall thinks, but you just have to have the right agenda in reference to the dance. And what I mean by that is I have no choice in this dance but to honor these great men and women who have come before me. And if most or not all of us are on that same page, then you'll be performing for the sake of applause, for the mm-hmm. sake of reviews, for the sake of money and things of that nature. So that vibe is like, you know, we all know why we are dancing, and that is to pay tribute to these great people.
And so there's an openness of spirit and an openness of thought. And one of the things I noticed, I saw the show last Thursday, and the one thing I noticed is that, you know, the dancers who are dancing with you, they don't have the traditional dancers' bodies.
No.
So you're open to, as long as they've got the right vibe,
yeah,
and can move the way you want them to move, they're in the show.
They're in the show. Tap dancing is unlike, and when you talk about body instruction, things of that nature, it's not like ballet or anything like that where they try to maintain a certain weight or something like that. It's all about the mind. It's more mental, believe it or not, than physical.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm Jonathan Capehart, in for Leonard Lopate, and mesmerized talking to Savion Glover about his new show at the Joyce Theater called Steps. Now, you use a variety of recorded music in your show. Is that a departure for you? And it's different types of music, too. Yeah. It goes from Stevie Wonder to Shostakovich.
Yeah. I mean, I like to venture. I like to do things different. Sometimes we do recorded music. I've done a lot of work with live bands, live jazz musicians, and other musicians. This was just something else to do. You know, this is music that I have either danced to in the past that I wanted to revisit with choreography versus improvisation, or just everyday music that I've been listening to. You know, Prince, Stevie Wonder.
The Mission Impossible theme.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did that lend itself to tap dance? What made you think, I've got to choreograph something to this?
You know, I was in Jamaica, and I heard this, like, Rasta band playing it, and their take on it was, like, way funky. And I was sitting, this was over, like, 2 years ago, and I was like, oh, man, yeah, I got to do something to this, because I had never heard tap dancing done to this song. I had never seen anything done to this song aside from the show or the movie, the TV show. And that just stayed in my mind, and mm-hmm, I got a version of it and hit it.
Now, I've got to ask you, because in watching the show, there were some pieces where I thought, okay, I could see how that was choreographed. And then there are other times, actually most of the time, I thought, there's no way that could be choreographed. This has the feeling of I'm watching jazz in dance form. It's so improvisational.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the show is improvisational, and how much of it is, okay, we're going to do it like this, move your foot here,
yeah,
move your foot
yeah
there?
Of course, when you see all of the things done in unison as a company,
sure,
as a group, that's choreography. But still, inside of the choreography, I tell the dancers, or even myself, I may go left when everyone's going right. I just have this very improvisational vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Something might be different, you know, one night. On the steps, there's a lot of improvisation. I say improvography. But there's a lot of improvisation. I try to, you know, allow the dancers to express themselves as much as I can inside of the choreography.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 50-50.
So one area where, you know, I really felt the improvisation was on the, you have two sets of stairs.
Yeah.
You and Marshall, yeah, are basically, it's like a battle of the taps,
yeah,
going back and forth. Is that choreographed, or is that just improvisation right before our very eyes?
It's some choreography, and then it's improvography. This is improvisation and choreography mixed. This word has been introduced to us by Gregory Hines.
Mm-hmm.
It's improvisation, but you're also doing steps that you know, but not in a certain set sequence. So it's improvography.
So we have basically, I could talk to you for the rest of the afternoon, but we don't have a whole lot of time. So, but I've got to ask you, you said you're from Newark?
Yes, sir.
I was born in Newark, 175 North 1st Street.
Oh,
Any, is it close?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Newark, you know, I grew up, all right, so, you know, Irving Turner Boulevard runs all the way into, like, North Newark and, mm-hmm, and things of that nature. So I went to Queen of Angels right there on Irving Turner in Springfield Avenue, Avon Avenue School.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Arts High School on...
Now it's Martin Luther King,
yeah,
Boulevard.
Luther
I went
King
to St.
Boulevard.
Benedict's.
Oh, okay. So
right
next
door, but I didn't get the talent. I've been talking with Savion Glover about his dance company and about his new show, Steps, at the Joyce Theater through July 6th. More information about tickets is available at our show page at wnyc.org. Savion, it's been a great pleasure
Thank
to have you,
sir,
here today.
Thank you.